Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Microeconomic Foundations I Choice and Competitive Markets by David M. Krebs is a graduate-level microeconomic theory textbook focused on the analytical foundations of choice, consumer behavior, production, and competitive equilibrium. It is not an introductory survey in the usual sense. Instead, it develops the standard topics of first-year theory sequences in a more rigorous and mathematically complete way. The book is designed for readers who already know some basic economics and want a deeper understanding of why the core models work, what assumptions they rely on, and where their limitations lie. Its scope includes preference representation, consumer demand, revealed preference, choice under uncertainty, dynamic choice, firm behavior, duality, welfare measures, aggregation, and general equilibrium. A defining feature of the book is that it treats theory as a tool for sharpening economic intuition rather than replacing it. The result is a text that bridges formal microeconomic analysis and conceptual interpretation, making it especially valuable for advanced students and scholars building a serious foundation in economic theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a rigorous reconstruction of consumer choice from preferences to demand. One of the book's central contributions is its careful development of consumer theory from the ground up. Krebs does not simply present utility maximization as a standard result. He explains how preferences can be represented, what structural properties such representations must satisfy, and how demand emerges from those assumptions. This matters because it exposes the logical chain behind the familiar consumer model. Readers see how completeness, transitivity, continuity, and related conditions support utility representation, and then how optimization translates preferences into observable demand behavior. The discussion also goes beyond the usual Marshallian story by engaging revealed preference and Afriat's theorem, which connect observed choice patterns to rationalizable behavior without assuming utility from the start. That approach gives the theory empirical discipline and clarifies what can and cannot be inferred from observed consumer decisions. The value of this chapter structure is that it makes demand theory feel less like a set of formulas and more like a system of testable relationships among choice, preferences, and constraints. Secondly, revealed preference and Afriat's theorem as a bridge between theory and data. Krebs gives unusual emphasis to revealed preference because it offers a disciplined way to evaluate whether observed choices are consistent with rational consumer behavior. Rather than beginning with unobservable utility and then deriving behavior, revealed preference starts from choice data and asks whether a coherent utility representation exists. This is important both conceptually and methodologically. Conceptually, it shows that rationality in economics can be defined in terms of observable consistency rather than psychological claims. Methodologically, it helps economists connect theory to actual data. Afriat's theorem is especially valuable in this context because it provides a precise characterization of when a finite set of observed choices can be rationalized by utility. Maximization. In a graduate text, including this material signals that theory is not only about elegant abstraction, but also about the conditions under which the abstraction has empirical force. Krebs uses this framework to strengthen the reader's understanding of consumer theory, showing that demand is not merely predicted by utility models, but can also be used to test them. Thirdly, choice under uncertainty and dynamic decision-making. A major strength of the book is its treatment of uncertainty and intertemporal choice as extensions of the basic theory of choice rather than as entirely separate topics. Krebs develops decision-making under uncertainty in a way that highlights the logic of expected utility and the assumptions required for it to hold. This is important because uncertainty is where many economic models become less intuitive and where the quality of the underlying axioms matters most. The book also addresses dynamic choice, which introduces a time dimension to decision-making and makes the reader confront issues such as consistency across periods, planning, and the structure of intertemporal preferences. By including a from first principles treatment of dynamic programming in the appendices, the book gives readers the mathematical tools needed to understand how dynamic optimization works in economics. The broader implication is that consumer theory is not static. Economic agents face uncertainty, delay, and changing information. And the book shows how formal analysis can still organize these problems without losing sight of economic interpretation. Fourthly, competitive firms, duality, and surplus measures in market analysis. Krebs extends the discussion from consumers to firms and market outcomes, covering competitive and profit-maximizing firms, expenditure minimization, duality methods, and surplus measures. This section matters because it ties individual optimization to the structure of competitive markets. The firm side of the model is presented not simply as a mirror image of consumer choice, but as a parallel optimization problem with its own logic and economic meaning. Duality methods are especially important because they allow the analyst to move between primal and dual representations of behavior. which is often the cleanest way to derive comparative statics and welfare implications. Producer and consumer surplus also play a key role here, since they provide interpretable monetary measures that help connect abstract equilibrium outcomes to policy-relevant judgments. Rather than treating surplus as a standalone tool, the book places it within a broader theory of how market behavior can be summarized, compared, and evaluated. This gives readers a more disciplined understanding of price theory and the welfare consequences of competitive allocation. Lastly, general equilibrium, aggregation, and the logic of efficiency and the core. The later part of the book moves beyond individual markets to general equilibrium, aggregation, efficiency, and the core of an economy. This is where Krebs shows how far the foundational tools of microeconomics can be pushed when many agents and many markets interact simultaneously. General equilibrium analysis asks whether decentralized optimization by consumers and firms can produce a coherent economy-wide allocation, while efficiency results identify when such allocations satisfy welfare criteria. The discussion of the core is especially important because it connects competitive equilibrium to coalition-based notions of stability and fairness in large economies. Aggregation enters here because microeconomic theory must confront the difficulty of moving from individual preferences and technologies to market-level outcomes. These topics are mathematically demanding, but they are central to understanding the strength of competitive models as well as their limitations. Krebs uses them to show that equilibrium analysis is not just about price-taking behavior in isolated markets. It is about the possibility of a coherent economic system in which decentralized choices can be organized into an allocative whole. In conclusion, Microeconomic Foundations I is best suited to graduate students in economics, advanced undergraduates with strong mathematical preparation, and researchers who want a deeper treatment of microeconomic fundamentals than standard intermediate texts provide. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand the logic behind consumer theory, duality, equilibrium, and welfare analysis, rather than only learning how to apply the formulas. The practical benefit of the book is that it builds analytical fluency. Readers become better at reading theory papers, solving advanced problem sets, and understanding the assumptions behind formal models. Its intellectual benefit is even greater because it clarifies how microeconomics is constructed from choice theory upward. What makes it stand out is the combination of rigor, breadth, and interpretive care. Many books cover these topics, but few give them such a careful mathematical structure while repeatedly emphasizing economic intuition. Krebs writes as a theorist who wants the reader to see not only what the results are, but why they matter and when they should be trusted. That balance is the book's main distinction within graduate microeconomics. If you would like to support David M. Krebs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.